Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Wednesday, honey. Listen, let me tell you something. I am telling you I got some bad music for today. Oh, my God, it is snap, crackle, and pop. Do you hear me? Listen, I didn't get a chance to drink my whiskey, so listen, bear with me. I'm going to get it in. Listen, you guys know, set up my bar, please. You know, your people get paid. You don't get paid to sit down. Please cut the strings from your chairs. Get up out of your chairs. I need my whiskey. Do you hear me? Listen, it's all about the rock and roll on tonight. Listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, I am. It is a clear night on tonight, about 61 degrees out. Listen. It is November the 2nd, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They're based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Puzori. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Let me tell you, baby, honey, sugar pie. We got natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Let me tell you, the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. You know something, I just love saying that name. It just kind of slips off my tongue. Steve Gump. Even though he ain't made no paychecks out this week, I'm going to start taking out my paychecks on him. You know, he's going to have to fly up to the Windy City. You know what I'm saying around here. And we're going to have to work out an agreement. And listen, y'all know this for entertainment purposes. Oh, my God. Listen, we're going to have a trio. It's going to be Steve Gum. You know, he's going to have to come up to the Windy City, do what he got to do, and then fly on back down to Boston. Now, y'all know I'm just kidding up in here. Woo, Jesus, I got some bad music on tonight. You hear what I'm saying up in here. Independent artists is on cities you wish you were from. It's a whole bunch of cities I wish I was from. You know what I'm saying up in here? Listen. I am all excited because I listen to the music. I say, oh, my God. It is rocking a bad baby. Listen, let me tell you something. While you are on Facebook, before I get into the mailbag, I want y'all, while you're on Facebook, put it in the keyword 50 mail. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Woo, honey. What we going to do up here? Come on, engineer. Rock with me, honey. Oh. Oh. Wow. Hey. Better know it. Yeah. You better know your music is being heard by people all over the world. Yes, my darling. Now, Steve, now listen, honey, you know I still love you, sugar pie. Listen. Y'all, before I get into the music, I do this. I do have a word from my sponsor. I have some really great information for you. Check this out, y'all.
THC Removing Formula is a high-quality product that supports the effective cleansing of THC metabolites from one system. Please visit naturalwaysupplements.com for more info.
Yes, I want to tell you guys about Clean Time Nicotine System Cleanse. Listen, let me tell you. If you need to get your system clean, you can do this. It cleanses your system within 48 hours. That's right, 48 hours. Listen, it's Clean Time Nicotine System Cleanse. Now, listen, it is a cleansing catalyst. It is a potent and proven herbal dietary supplement that effectively supports the rapid removal of nicotine, right? It removes nicotine from your body and related chemicals from your saliva, right? Blood, urine, and digestive systems in only 48 hours. It has been around since 2016. Clean Time is a concentrated nicotine system cleansing formula that only requires that the user take it 18 caplets. So listen, it's 18 caplets. Three caplets three times a day. So that's what you do. The dosages are evenly spaced over a period of 48 hours. Top quality herbal extracts that have been proven, that have been brought together to create one potent scientifically developed formula. So Clean Time Nicotine Cleanse is manufactured in the United States in FDA registered GMP facilities. Reasonably priced, only $22.95. Only $22.95 each bottle, with fast, free shipping. Orders shipped the same day, same business day if the order is received by 12 noon Eastern Time in Florida. Otherwise, ships the next business day, USP mail, and with tracking. So all products are about ships in plain, unmarked packages. So listen, let me break this on down to you. So listen, if you got nosy and neighbors, okay, this is just like this. Let me help y'all understand. If you got some nosy neighbors, you ain't got to worry about your neighbors. See, listen, I know how neighbors are. If you are ordering something and you don't want anybody knowing your business, it's coming in a plain package. Won't nobody know what's going on, right? Because when the mail comes, it got your name on it. People be snooping around looking to see what's what. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. I remember one time I was going to get my mail. I couldn't even get the mail because somebody else was handling my package. Now, listen, I'm not making that up. That is the God heaven's truth. And I ain't say nothing. I just stood there. I said, well, I'll just wait till they finish bundling my packages, and then I'll let them know that it's for me. And so once they finished reading my name and everything, or the package, I said, well, excuse me. And they looked like, okay. And then one time, let me tell you something. One time, a package came. Now, this is the one squad troop. You know, Mama likes to tell you the story because I like to entertain. Now, this is the one squad troop. Somebody put the wrong studio number on my package, and it went to somebody else's studio. And I sent a little note. I said, listen, somebody put the wrong number. So when you get this, you know, bring it on over. Do you know what they did? It had my name, of course, and everything on it. They opened it up and looked through it. And it was a check in there. And she says, when she brought it to me, she says, well, I'm a bank employee. I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, what the hell? I gave you a note and told you to bring it over here. What do you mean you don't know what to do with that? So listen, my point is this. If you got nosy neighbors, you don't have to worry about people fundling your package. It's going to come in a plain package. Nobody's going to know your business. Okay? And listen, I'm one of them people. I don't want nobody knowing my business. Listen, I might be going to the Shangri-La to do whatever I'm going to do. I don't want nobody knowing my business. Okay, so listen. So listen, you guys, that is on the real. And I want to say this also. Let me tell you something. Some of the ingredients that's in the Clean Time Detox, it really is some great herbal products that's in there. I did take a look at the label, and I'm very well familiar with herbs. And some of the herbs that's in it, like dandelion, burdock, really does a great job of cleaning your system. I am telling you what's God having truth. Now, listen, I got some really, really bad music, some good stuff. Independent artists, cities you wish you were from. Now, let me tell you a little bio on this band. They are really great. They got some good music. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Cities is a two-man supergroup consisting of producer Eli Jenkins and percussionist Tyler Downey. Their new album, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. You know, that is, I read and I had to stop for a minute. I said, wow, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Let me tell you something. That is real. Those are some real potatoes right there. Let me tell you something. Someday this pain will be useful. Let me tell you, if you have been through something in your life, listen, we don't go through things for nothing. And, oh, my goodness gracious, I'm going into a life lesson. Listen, let me tell you. So, listen, was born out of loss and struggle. So what the band is saying, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful is the name of their new album. It was born out of loss and struggle, including Downey's own battle with brain cancer in 2021, as well as the sudden passing of the band's longtime producer, Gray Griggs, the same year. So they make a loud sound about love, loss, and aggressive victory. So let me tell you something. This band, you know, I'm telling you, I am bowing to you because I understand. I understand struggle and pain. If there's one thing in this world I stand is struggle and pain, less and less and less and less and less. I'm not going to go into my story how I had to rebuild my life all over from scratch from everything that happened. Well, listen, we do gain a lot when we go through those struggles. God gives us something that we didn't have before. Listen, when we go through things, I am telling you, it can be horrific. And sometimes people look at you and wonder, well, how in the world did you go through all of that? But listen, when you go through it, God gives you gifts. He does. He does. God knows how to take all that pain, and guess what he does? He repackages. He'll repackage all of that pain. It'll make a beautiful picture, a beautiful flower, and you know what? It hurts like hell when you go through all that stuff. It hurts like hell, but guess what? You got a whole lot of gifts in you. You got a whole lot of presence within you to give to somebody else, right, to help somebody else along their journey, because we are all in this together. We are all in this together to help one another. So listen, I got some really awesome music. I'm telling you, I love this band. This one is Queen's Revenge. Queen's Revenge. Take a listen at this. Check it out.
Each time
That's Queen's Revenge, Queen's Revenge. And listen, I have another song that's coming up by Cities You Wish You Weren't From. So listen, this one is called Post Nothing. And I was still thinking about the name of their new album, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. You know, and it's something about, that's a very powerful name for an album. And I'm telling you, they are writing with a message. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Their music has a message, and it is about something. I love when I come across music that is about something, that has a message. Sometimes I come across artists with music, I'd be wondering, why are they even singing? Why are they singing? I don't have to ask that question when I look at the bio and the profile and listen to the music. Because, listen, you know, it's two things. A pain can either, you know, create a new person out of you. Now, listen, this is what pain can or will do. You got two different individuals. You got a person that will be in pain and they'll just say, well, I'm hurting today. You remember the show Gulliver's Travel, this one that was always saying, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. Oh, no, we're not going to make it. Well, listen, I'm not that person. So, listen, you got that kind of person that always says, we ain't going to make it. Or you have the person that says, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to get through this. I'm going to find a way. So listen, the name of this new album, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Listen, even if during the struggle the person doesn't make it, the pain is still useful because what? They leave a legacy. They leave a story. You know, and if they went through it with strength and everything, they gave it all that they had, the pain was still useful because guess what? The loved ones that's left behind, they can use the story as their strength to keep on going and to do even better, right? To do even better. So listen, and when you live a life, you know, live your life to leave a legacy, leave something good behind, and that's what I'm thinking, right? So listen, that is a powerful, powerful name of the album. Someday This Pain Will Be Useful. Oh, my gosh. And listen, when you think about that album, the name of the title, Someday This Pain Will Be Useful, it doesn't always have to mean that the person didn't make it or they departed. Your pain can still be useful while you're still here because sometimes we go through pain. Of course, we're still here. You can live to tell the story. You can live to encourage somebody else. You can have a nonprofit organization. A lot of times, your purpose is born through pain, right? You go through a lot of pain or whatever, and then you push it on through, right? Right? And then you come to your point of your purpose of going through the pain. So there's different levels and different reasons why people go through what they go through. Wow. So that was a life lesson. Okay, so I got another song that's coming up. This one is called Post Nothing. Post Nothing. Y'all take a listen to this. This band is powerful. Post Nothing. We'll be right back. that is post nothing, post nothing. You know, I have a lot to say about this band, and their sound is beautiful, crystal clear. They have strong vocals, and I love the music. It's great. It is really hot stuff, and really it is top-notch music. It is chart-topping music, and I mean, they're singing with passion. You know, you can hear the passion. You can feel the passion that's coming from the music, and it really is phenomenal. I love it. I love what they're doing, and listen, I want to say this. I want to make this point. In their bio, they say they make loud music about love, loss, and aggressive victory. Let me tell you something. Oh, my goodness, I thought that about aggressive victory. Listen, this band is just very powerful because they're singing for more than one reason, right? So listen, they got a whole new understanding about life. They've been through something, you know, and they're going through something, and they understand what it is to love. They understand what it is to lose, to have lost something, and they understand aggressive victory. You know, do you know what aggressive victory is? My God, aggressive victory is when you just will not stop. You will not lay down. You just will not be still because you are going after the gusto. Let me tell you something. Now, listen, I'm going to say this. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say this. I had some test results done at the doctor and all this and this and this. And I'm telling you, for one moment, I've been through so much as far as different challenges. For one split second, I had this thought. I said, you know, I am just so tired. Let me tell you this. I'm talking about aggressive victory. I got so tired. I said, so I got to go see the specialist. I'm like, I don't even want to deal with this doctor. That's what I said. I don't even want to deal with this man. And so listen, for one split second, there's a reason to the story. Stick with the story. For one split second, and sometimes we feel this way, I felt like I just don't even want to deal with any of this. And I'm like, I got to deal with it, but I don't want to deal with it. And at one, I was just like, you know, I felt like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. You know, I'm so tired. And it's okay to get tired. But listen, you know what happened? You know what happened? I felt tired for about 1 second. I was like, oh, I feel tired. But guess what happened? I tied up my shoelaces. Now, don't wear shoes with shoelaces. I'm making a point here. I tied up my shoelaces really, really tight. Right? I tied up my shoelaces really, really tight. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make the journey. I'm going to put these shoes on. I'm going to tie these laces really, really tight and do what I got to do and dig in and get the aggressive victory that I'm going to get. Right? And so I went and talked to somebody else, and he says, you know what? This thing can be reversed. You can do this. I said, okay, I'm going to do this thing. So listen, what I'm saying is aggressive victory is different from just victory that you go through and you get the victory and you win. But, honey, when you got aggressive victory, you got somebody that's coming and coming. It's like a pit bull, right? You just coming and you cut him, and you got to bite. You got to bite down on faith, and you just won't let go, right? So, listen, that's aggressive victory. So, listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. And I really like this band, Cities. And guess what? I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm going to talk about this band some more and their great, hot music because they have a lot to teach us, right? They have a lot to teach us. They've been through a lot, and they have a lot that they're putting in their music to teach us, what, some life lessons about aggressive victory. And I love that. I love that. I love that. So listen, guys, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.